This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Cowherd today, I guess this was yesterday, matter of fact, was talking about the Commanders and the number two pick, and he says that he knows what they're doing. This is what Cowherd had to say.
All right, I've been told the Washington Commanders, right now, as of today, would choose Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback, as their top pick. Been going back and forth. I'm told they believe he's more consistent than Drake May. He is quicker, more mobile than Drake May, an offensive coordinator at Cliff Kingsbury, who will have some say in this, has had multiple quarterbacks in his college and pro coaching career that play like him. Quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels are important. They're very hyper mobile, right? And that matters a lot. Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, as you're trying to figure out the sophisticated NFL pocket and all it asks, it gives you a couple of years to pick up first downs and move the sticks with your feet. Even Patrick Mahomes acknowledged the light didn't truly go on until year three. But the ability to move, Washington's got a bad offensive line, pick up first downs with those feet as you're learning the game is important.
That's Colin Cowherd saying he has heard they're going to be drafting Jaden Daniels. He went on to talk about Daniels in May and opine and kind of editorialize a little bit and give his own opinions after that. But that's the gist where he says he's hearing, he's told they're going to take Jaden Daniels. So I guess we could start right here. You buying or selling that he knows anything?
Oh, I sell that 1,000 times. I don't think anybody does. Anything that's coming to an outside person, it's not coming from Washington. So it's not as if Adam Peters is going, I better fire up a text to Colin to get him some info.
Of course not. But right? You know how this works. Adam Peters is in a room with upwards of 10 or 12 people in the building that might know the way this is leaning with their meetings and that have access to the magnets on the board or whatever. And one of those people tells, you know, a buddy, and a buddy tells someone at a softball game in Loudoun County, and that guy tells someone. And, you know, it's a game of telephone, obviously, but I don't think the claim would be that Adam Peters is telling Colin Cowherd, but there's enough people in that room. It's not like Adam Peters is the only guy that knows how the meetings are going. Him and Newmark and Mayhew and whoever else front office-wise are sitting down with Gribble and that whole scouting department and all those scouts. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of people in the room that have a pretty good idea of what's what. Now, their job is to keep it a secret, but it's way more often than not that those secrets aren't kept for a reason. There's a lot of people in the know, and I don't think they've necessarily internally made the decision. I'm guessing they're starting to put names on a board in an order, but Cowherd's wrong a lot when he does this. That's my hesitation.
Well, and that's kind of where I was getting to is he says things. 2 weeks, he'll say, I'm guaranteeing Washington's drafting J.J. McCarthy. And, you know, if there was more time, he would guarantee it's somebody else. He contradicts himself every other day. He doesn't remember. Doesn't care. No one ever holds him to account. It's let's share more clips of him talking to the guy that used to run the big lead. So, yeah, I put zero credence in it. I mean, it's show fodder. It's content. It's his definitive thing of the day. Like today, it's you need to be a mobile quarterback to succeed early. Tomorrow, it's you need to be a pocket passer to succeed early. Thursday, it'll be, if you're not from a pro-style system, don't talk to me, bro. Next thing is it's only the air raid guys can succeed because look at Mahomes. But again, he just says stuff. So I don't put any credence into it at all.
I don't put any credence into it in terms of this being the definitive. Okay, now we know.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders are taking Jaden Daniels.
And it might be Jaden Daniels, by the way.
What are some of the things he said about the Commanders that have been really, really wrong? Didn't he say something about ownership that ended up falling on its face? Do you remember that?
I don't specifically know.
Was it the Sean Payton thing, maybe? That they wanted Sean Payton? And I think Sean Payton was on his show or whatever. So maybe that wasn't...
That's how it happened, yeah.
Completely inaccurate. Maybe they did want Sean Payton and it didn't come to fruition. But I think he is the type of guy, if he gets something wrong, it doesn't matter. To me, you need to be listening to people that if they're wrong, it will be damaging.
Mm-hmm.
I say this all the time. It's not to knock anybody who's got an X account or fancies themselves like a, you know, a fan insider or whatever. But if you've got no real skin in the game to the point where you're in trouble if you're wrong, you've got a boss to answer to if you say something that's inaccurate. If someone comes out and calls your bluff, a coach, a player, and says, what you just said about me is completely false. You go, oh, my bad. And there's no ramifications for that. Then you shouldn't really be paying any attention to that person. Mm-hmm. Like, what is your job? When I was a reporter, making sure that you report correct information and you get things right is very different than our current role now. And even in this capacity, you could still break news as a report. But we're now in more of an editorializing, speculating, kind of sit in a chair and give takes job. It's a different hat that we wear at this point. Cowherd is not a reporter. So, yeah, he might hear that. By the way, he probably is also hearing 10 other things about 10 other teams that he'll drop as little, you know, pieces of popcorn to follow leading up to the draft. Three might be right and six could be wrong. Who's going to know the difference? They'll post the video in a couple of months and claim victory. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So there's really nothing, I don't think, to be lost if you're him by putting out what you're hearing. And to his credit, he's not saying this is a report as much as he's saying, here's what they're going to do based on my own sources. But he is a guy that has a lot of jobs. He sits at the desk for Fox's early pregame show. He's plugged in with a bunch of players. Players have agents. Agents have contacts. So I'm quite sure he's getting info more than the average person is. But for me, it's a very select group of people, like a Schefter, Rappaport. Those types are the only people that when they come out and say what they're hearing on the pick, it's going to matter a lot to me.
Yeah, I think that's instructive, number one. But again, number two, I look at Cowherd, and I basically tune him out in general. There was a time where I was like, I think it's important to figure out what people are saying. But from that first take debate world universe that Cowherd occupies, although it's not exactly the same format, it's the same sphere to me, where it's content more than it is items, more than it is real stuff at this stage, right? Like, that's how he kind of got put into a subcategory for me, where if Stephen A. Smith now, who, by the way, had a career, I believe, as a reporter and a journalist and was pretty accomplished, if he says something, it's now, I don't know, are you yelling it because you're mad at Slava Medvedenko, or is it a report? You've lost, if you do your thing and you're more successful than me, you're making millions, and that's awesome. But you're now in a category of everything you do is content to me.
Yeah.
Less so than, ooh, he's plugged in. Like, you kind of lose your privilege when all you're doing is weighing in take after take after take, like waves crashing on a shore.
It's hard, though, because everyone wears different hats, as I said. You know, you could be a reporter who then transitions into that and still have your sources.
And we talked about it earlier, maybe it was earlier this week, maybe last week, when Schefter's podcast, where he's the ultimate newsbreaker. He's now doing opinion stuff. Kind of like, and I'm hearing it, this might be true. Whatever it was, what he was talking about with the quarterback at two.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.